Establishing a publishing office in Rochester, New York. Steps were taken immediately to carry out the actions of the conference at Ballston Spa. A printing press was purchased in New York City and the stocks of papers and pamphlets, along with their meager household equipment and personal belongings, were packed and shipped from Saratoga Springs. As money was scarce, they had to borrow to pay the freight westward across the state. In Rochester they found, at 124 Mount Hope Avenue, a home thought sufficiently large to accommodate the publishing house family and the printing equipment. The rent of $14.50 a month seemed to be within their ability to pay. As the house stood on about an acre of land, there was space for a garden. On April 16, Ellen White described their circumstances in a letter to the Howland family. "We are just getting settled here in Rochester. We have rented an old house for $175 a year. We have the press in the house. Were it not for this, we should have to pay $50 a year for office room. You would smile could you look in upon us and see our furniture. We have bought two old bedsteads for 25 cents each. My husband brought me home six old chairs, no two of them alike, for which he paid $1, and soon he presented me with four more old chairs without any seating, for which he paid 62 cents for the lot. The frames were strong, and I have been seating them with drilling. Butter is so high we do not purchase it, neither can we afford potatoes. Our first meals were taken on a fireboard placed upon two empty flour barrels. We are willing to endure privations if the work of God can be advanced. We believe the Lord's hand was in our coming to this place." William C. White, born in Rochester 2 years later, in his Review and Herald series Sketches and Memories of James and Ellen G. White, gives us a picture of the publishing house family. At first there were James and Ellen White, little Edson, and his nurse Clarissa Bonfoy, Stephen and Sarah Belden, and Annie Smith. Soon Jenny Fraser was employed as cook. For a short time Thomas and Mary Mead were members of the family and office force. Then came Oswald Stowell, who acted as pressman. In the autumn, Warren Bockler, a boy of 13, joined the force, and served as roller boy while learning typesetting. In the spring of 1853, Uriah Smith joined the family, and in the autumn, George Amadon, a young man of 17, also became a member of the little company. These three were to grow gray in the service of the Review and Herald. Later on they were joined by Fletcher Byington, a son of John Byington, of northern New York. It was necessary to employ a skilled printer to superintend the work and teach the beginners. For this position a very competent man was found in Lumen V. Maston, with whom Elder White had become acquainted in Saratoga Springs. The Review and Herald, June 13, 1930. The Washington Hand Press, other needed equipment, and the type purchased in New York cost more than $600. Hiram Edson advanced the money on a short-term loan. James White called for donations with which to pay this debt, if possible by mid-June, and work began. The first issue of Volume 3 of the Review, bearing the publication date of May 6, was ready in type before the press arrived, so was struck off on another press in the town. The masthead lists as a publishing committee, Joseph Bates, J. N. Andrews, and Joseph Baker. James White was named editor. The paper would appear semi-monthly. The terms were stated, gratis. It is expected that all the friends of the cause will aid in its publication, as the Lord has prospered them. Ibid, May 6, 1852. A poem from the pen of Annie Smith titled The Blessed Hope filled column 1 and half of column 2 of the first page. The articles related to the third angel's message, and White's editorial reviewed the past and dealt with present work.